on Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, everyone who's interested in knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran with our dear and always smiling and energetic brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, brother Habib. Thank you for being here.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I only smile when I see you, Hussein.
That's very kind of you. All right, so we're on chapter 19. We've arrived on verse 26. A lot of questions to ask here and a lot of things to discuss. Let's listen to verses 23 to 26 of this chapter, and we'll be back to discuss them. Don't go away. It's going to be a great show.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She said, "Oh, I wish I had died before this and was in oblivion, forgotten." But he called her from below her, "Do not grieve, your Lord has provided beneath you a stream." And shake toward you the trunk of the palm tree. It will drop upon you ripe, fresh dates. So eat and drink and be contented. And if you see from among humanity anyone, say, "Indeed, I have vowed to the Most Merciful abstention, so I will not speak today to any man."
You're listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to verse 23 onwards from chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. So on verse 26, it says, "Eat, drink, and be comforted. Then if you see any human, say, 'Indeed, I have vowed a fast to the All Beneficent, so I will not speak to any human today.'" Now, there's a little bit of linguistic questions we have today. One thing is that how can she say that she will not speak to any human being today? She can gesticulate, she can write, but how can she say that she will not speak?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This actually returns to the fact that the Quran could be translated better, and really translation really depends on understanding the meaning of the Holy Quran, and you know, understanding these notes that, on these questions that might pop up to one's mind, like how it popped up to your mind. Of course, it popped up before in the mind of Al-Allama Tabatabai, so you're not the first one, so don't be so proud of yourself.
I was hoping to take credit for
that. And that is why the answer is available in Tafsir al-Mizan, of course, the one that I have in my house, volume 14 and page 44. And there he states that al-qawl, the word is al-qawl, right? Al-Qawl, like how Al-Farra, one of the, you know, great linguistics, Arabic linguistics from, you know, old times, so like the 4th century in the Hijri calendar, like 1,000 years ago, he stated that Al-Qawl could be used in usage and mean at the time that anything that could be used to make someone understand. So how are the ways that you could understand? So the ways of making people understand are different. By words, by writing, by gesturing, by pointing to, by shrugging. Anything that can make you understand could be a qawl.
Anything that can convey a message.
Yes, anything that can convey a message. And that could be the answer to your question. And that is, why did he say quli? And it could be that gesture. It could mean gesture. It could be translated to gesture. It could mean make them understand.
So you would say very quickly just before the break that maybe a better word for that would have been to convey.
To convey, yeah. That could be a better translation.
All right, thanks. Let's take a break and we will be back for more discussions. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 26 of chapter 19, that is chapter Mary. I just realized, I was just thinking about a similarity between Zechariah and Mary here. And that is that they are both instructed to pledge silence when they're told that they will be given a child. Is this, again, symbolism? Is there a relation between the two?
Yeah, that really just it really is symbolic. Really, you know, that both Zechariah and Mary at the time, who both of them didn't have children and gained children or were blessed with children, not with any other children, but Yahya, John, and Jesus, and the way that both of them, for example, are ordered to fast. And not any fasting, but the fasting of keeping silent, fasting from words. Of course, this is very important here to point out to this fact that fasting at the time of from words at the time of Mary and Zechariah, at the time was considered a worship, a matter of worship by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's this concept called naskh al-shara'ih, or the change of laws. The change
abrogation
of yeah.
laws.
This the regulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts changes from time to place. And of course, the last regulations happened at the time of the Prophet. Naskh al-shara'ih, like how some of them state. Some of them state that it was no... It's a very detailed topic, but what I want to say here is that our religion... The worships, the cultural worships changed. The ideology is one, but the ways that we worship changed. We have specific conditions. For example, not marrying was something considered good at the time of Jesus. You know, it's because you were more free to worship Allah. But at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it changed. What is good is to marry and have more children.
Interesting. This whole birth of Lady Mary is a huge thing. It's very important, a great miracle. However, it's been summarized in just a few verses. Is this all there is to the birth of Jesus through Mary?
This actually, your question and your misconception really comes back from the misunderstanding of the miracle of the eloquence of the Holy Quran. And it could answer a lot of, you know, similar doubts and questions about many different verses and topics, like how about why is this story that's so significant, or why this thing that is so significant answered in talked about in very few verses. And this really goes back to the fact of understanding Arabs. True, they talk a lot, but when they talk, they like to, you know,
talk artistically.
Not only artistically, they like to give a lot of meanings with as much shortage of words as they can. It's like, you know, like they like to pressure the word. As much as it could fit in, let it fit in. You know how like a suitcase, you're sitting down on it and you're fighting with it, and then you close it and, you know, it's like 60 kilos and they... Anyway, that's the eloquence of the Holy Quran. The capability of bringing vast meanings, deep meanings, and only with a couple of words. The story of Mary and how she gave birth with all the details. And I'm surprised you actually asked this question. We've been talking about this, you know, for 2 months, my brother. Yeah, a lot of episodes on a couple of verses from the story.
That was my point, actually, because we're going into a lot of details, but the verses are just very, very summarized. We're going to have to take a break there. After the break, we'd like you to explain a little bit more about that.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 26 of chapter 19, chapter Mary. We're talking about the eloquence of the Quran. So the idea was that in the last few sessions, as you pointed out, we went through a lot of details in regards to the verses of the Quran and the story of Mary giving birth to Prophet Jesus. However, the Quran has summed it up in just a few verses. And the question is why? Why is it so summarized in the Quran? Or does it just seem so summarized?
Like we stated, like it seems to it. That's the better word. It seems like it's so summarized. But if you look at every word like how we did, it has like 20 different, you know, aspects to it. And every aspect has a deep meaning towards it. It's tying up a different meaning. To be able to do that, Arabs, you know, what makes the, you know, an Arabic sentence so powerful, so beautiful? It's this. They're capable of bringing up so many different meanings, so many different aspects with the right words. Thus, to reach this point, you must be very capable in picking the words, understanding the situation, and understanding who you're talking to. To who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking to. It's very important to look at these three aspects. And, you know, sometimes when I'm talking to someone who is, I'm not going to point at you, to someone who is stupid, or someone who is not that bright, or not that smart, when I talk to him, I have to talk in more details. But for example, when I'm talking to someone like you, Hussein, a very smart, clever man, when I talk to someone like you, I can leave out the details. Even more, it would be very embarrassing to bring up details, something that is like, that are very clear to you, like 1 + 1 = 2. I don't have to bring this up to you. When I'm talking to my son, yes, I have to bring it up to him. For example, he tells me 1 = 2. He's holding 3. I told him, you have to tell him that 1 + 1 = 2. So the different crowds, you could say, also plays a role in the eloquence of the Arabic language. Like how I said, this is what makes the Holy Quran a miracle in eloquence. The Arabs are not able to bring up, like how the Quran does, precise words that are so precise, that give so deep meanings, that give vast meanings, that explain the situation with all its content with a couple of words. Can we do that in English language? And that is really just one of the reasons why translating the Holy Quran is not anyone's job. It's not any translator's job. You have to understand all the aspects. You have to have like a background. And that is why we pick, we usually pick someone who is actually a Muslim that translated the Quran. And we stay away from the translations that are translated by non-Muslims. The reason why, because that Muslim understands the religion, has a background of these verses, unlike that other person who studied something, we don't know what the heck he studied. It could be something good, it could be something bad. Or we could just, the reason we review their translations is to understand what they understood, to try to fix it.
There is always this discussion that the Quran is talking to the Arabs, but actually the Quran is talking to people of all times and all nations, all cultures, all backgrounds. How does this justify the Quran summarizing the story?
To be honest with you, there is this topic in Usul, the principles of fiqh, al-mukhatabin, and it's available in the book of al-Qawaneen by al-Mirza al-Qummi. And is the Quran only talking to the people at that time, or is it the Quran talking to all nations? Most of those who have specialty in the field of the Holy Quran state that no, the Quran is not only talking to the people at the time; it's also talking to the generations that came after the Prophet and that will come after us as well to the Day of Judgment. This is the last book that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will send that gives the laws and that gives the regulations. Thus, when speaking. It really is true, it's in the Arabic language. But what language do you want it to be in? It has to be in a language.
We're not talking about specifically the language. We're talking about the fact that the Quran talks in summary, in brief.
Oh yeah, it talks in summary, in brief. That's the ways of the Arabs. It was talking about the ways of the Arabs at the time, but it was meant for us as well.
And our expectation as a non-Muslim is to go after the implications, and that's our duty as human beings to study these.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That's unfortunately all the time that we have. If you missed the program, don't worry, you can always download this episode and our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Till next week, let's remember that as human beings, we're created to think and to research. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.